friends. Yesterday, we had a talk on living Buddhism, just as it were to strike the right note, if not to set the pace for these 10 days. But that talk, as it were, stood apart, and today we're beginning a series of talks on Buddhism. So the question which arises is how and where to begin. Now we know that Buddhism itself begins with the Buddha. This teaching or this tradition, which in the West we now call Buddhism, grew out of, sprang out of, the Buddha's experience of enlightenment underneath the Bodhi tree 2,500 years ago. So inasmuch as Buddhism begins with the Buddha, perhaps it is only right, perhaps it is only appropriate, that this short series of talks on Buddhism should also begin with the Buddha. But the question which at once arises is, who was the Buddha? Now, this is not the sort of question which Buddhists will ask. It's not the sort of question which regular students of Buddhism would ask or would even feel it necessary to ask. But though we do have today, though we do have with us throughout the retreat quite a number of our regular friends, even some members of our order, there are nevertheless also quite a number of you who are comparatively new to Buddhism. And it's mainly for you, for your benefit, for your information and guidance, and we hope inspiration, that this short series is intended. The others, the more experienced people, they are just, as it were, listening in and taking perhaps notes against the time when they, from a platform like this, will be trying to answer the question, who was the Buddha? We might even go so far as to say that it's by no means an unuseful thing, even for those who regard themselves as Buddhists, who regard themselves even as Buddhists of long standing, to think about this question which stands as the title of our talk.